Welcome to Daily Plunge. We are in the book of Ezra, chapter 9, verses 1 through 15. After all the journey to go from Babylon to Jerusalem with Ezra, with the priests and the holy articles and the consecrated people, they get there and the leaders come to him and say, you know, to Ezra, the priest, the great teacher of the faith, the people, including the priests, the Levites, all of them have not kept themselves separate from the peoples. Now, what's the problem? Is because they have adopted their detestable practices. They have gone after false gods. They are doing things that they're not supposed to do. It's a whole list of things, right? And in verse 2, and the leaders and the officials, the ones who have should have set the tone for what it means to be faithful to God, they have led the way in unfaithfulness. I want you to consider that pastors and elders, they are to lead the way into faithfulness, which means that they constantly are being called to be in prayer and to be in God's word and to be in worship on Sunday mornings so that they will walk in the ways of God. The church is not a democracy. It is a theocracy. And our calling as leaders is to listen to the voice of God. And so Ezra says, when I heard this, I tore my tunic, my cloak, I pulled hair from my head, and I just sat down appalled. He was just so heartbroken that the people could not abide by the call of faith, right? They didn't listen, they didn't keep the word of God. And finally, at the evening sacrifice, he says, I rose and I fell on my knees and he prays. And that's the thing, is that he's praying for God's people. They are on his heart. You know, he's not the one who's done this, but he is heartbroken because the people have been led astray and they're continuing to go down the wrong path. And he says, I am so ashamed and disgraced. I'm so ashamed. I can't even lift up my face to you, Lord. I am heartbroken because our sins are higher than our heads. And our guilt, it stinks all the way to heaven. Our sin stinks all the way to heaven. And it's not like this is new. From the days of our ancestors, we are a people who have constantly chased after sin. And because of our own sin, you know, our kings, our priests, they didn't lead the way. We saw the nation destroyed. But now for a brief moment, you've brought us back and give us a new opportunity to rebuild the house of God, to once again, out of the ruins, to build a people of faith, and we are failing already. How can we do this? And so we are being polluted by these detestable practices. We are shaking hands with corrupt sinfulness. And so he prays, what must be done so that we will not be destroyed once again? Because you've made us a remnant and we want you to build us up as people of faith. And I think this is a prayer for the church right now. We need to be asking, how are we to be faithful so that our churches can be restored instead of dying in the vine and being nothing but ruins? Thanks, friends. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for joining us today for the Daily Plunge. We hope you hear the Lord speaking into your life. We invite you to subscribe so you can receive this plunge into the Word daily. If you found inspiration from this daily devotional, why not share it with someone you know? It is available in video on Facebook and YouTube and in audio format on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere your favorite podcasts are found. If you want to help support this ministry, go to Apple Podcast and give us a short 5-star review. Finally, we invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at St. John's Lutheran outside Fort Wayne, Indiana. Check out our website at sjlt.org. May the Lord bless you this day.